Good evening, listener, and once again, welcome to an episode of Shaking at the Homo Hop. Tonight's episode will be entitled Cover Me with the Baking Powder, which, as you might guess, all of the selections tonight will be cover tunes not written by the artists who are performing it. Beginning with The Residents, with their cover of This Is a Man's 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 World, the James Brown classic, the lyrics of which ironically were written by a woman. It's certainly a distinctive version, certainly the first thing I ever heard by The Residents during their infamous interview on Much Music way back about 84-85. And we'll follow that up with Electra Lane's cover of Roxy Music's More Than This. Electra Lane were an all-girl sort of post-rock band. When they had vocals, they tended to be very buried and sometimes not in English. As they went on, they became a little more conventional, but they were still fairly experimental, kind of like a lesbian stereo lab, if you will. Hope you enjoy these two tracks.
Thank you.
And welcome back. These next two selections will be covers of Yoko Ono songs. Yes, Yoko Ono, deal with it. We'll begin with the Dirt Bombs cover of Kiss Kiss Kiss, which apparently the person who sings on the track had never actually heard it before he performed it, which may be why it sounds quite distinct from the original, although it's still recognizable. And the leader of the Dirt Bombs, Mick Collins, used to be in a band called the Gorries, along with a gentleman named Danny, who was later in the Demolition Doll Rods, a band in which he often performed in drag, just for your useless information. I will follow that up with Ermine's version of Death of Samantha, from an album called Lonely at the Top. Ermine was already well into her 30s by the time she recorded this album. These days she mostly does commercials where she imitates other singers, since she has a sort of Nico-esque kind of voice, Marlene Dietrich, what have you. So she manages to keep herself busy in that fashion. Hope you enjoy these two tracks as well.
People say I'm cool. Yeah, I'm a cool chick, baby. Every day I thank God that I'm such a cool chick, baby. Smooth and clear, without a dress of fear. When I'm at war, I thank God I still have that smile, ce sourire de joconde. Something inside me, something inside me died that day. People say I'm cool. Yeah, I'm a cool chick, baby. Every day I thank God that I'm such a cool chick, baby. When I'm with people, I thank God God I can light a cigarette, but I'm choking inside. People say I'm cool. Yeah, I'm a cool chick, baby. Something inside me, something inside me dies. What to do? What to do?
And welcome back. These next two selections are covers of songs that you probably heard, at least in one form or another, many times during your childhood, at least if you're as old as me. Beginning with the original Sins from Pennsylvania's cover of Sugar Sugar by the Archies, which, by the way, was the first song I ever danced with a girl to. A traumatic enough memory, I'm sure. This was co-written by Andy Kim, a Canadian who's most famous for his own hit, Rock Me Gently, although he makes a lot more money off Sugar Sugar. It enables him to basically really not work anymore for the rest of his life, which is enviable, even if the song is really kind of sickening, but not in this version. And following that up with Whimaway, as performed by Ema Sumac. Now, Whimaway later became incorporated into a song called The Lion Sleeps Tonight by, among other people, The Tokens. But Whimaway was covered by The Weavers, which is probably where Ema Sumac heard it. It was written by one Solomon Linda from 1939 in South Africa. He actually managed to sell 100,000 copies of the record back in those days. And later there was a big lawsuit because, of course, Disney and the like never credited him, and he basically never got royalties from The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And so I hope you enjoy these two tracks as well.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, hey, hey. Master 9496, take 16 from the beginning to letter J.
And if you're still listening, we've just reached the part of the program that I guess I'm going to call the blonde section. We'll begin with Japan's cover of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Now, of course, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles weren't blonde, but David Sylvian, at least in these days, was very, very blonde. And I'd like to send this song out to Michael, who I'm sure he'll be listening, if no one else is. And following that, Marianne Faithfull's version of the Brecht viol classic, The Ballad of the Soldier's Wife, which has been sung by many people over the years, which I'd like to send out to, well, any number of people who've lost people in the unfortunate wars that are currently roiling overseas. Hope you enjoy these two tracks.
Makes you eyes to break those. Was sent to the soldiers' wife from the ancient city of Prague. From Prague came a pair of high-heeled shoes with a kiss or two. Came the high-heeled shoes from the ancient city of Prague. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Oslo over the Sun? From Oslo there came a collar of fur. How it pleases her, the little collar of fur from Oslo over the Sun. What was sent to the soldier's wife from the wealth of Amsterdam? From Amsterdam he got her a hat. She looked sweet in that, in the little Dutch hat. From the wealth of Amsterdam. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Brussels in Belgian land? From Brussels he sent her the laces so rare to have and to wear. All those laces so rare from Brussels in Belgian. What was sent to the soldier's wife from Paris, city of light? In Paris he got her a silken gown. 'Twas ended in town, that silken gown from Paris, city of light. What was sent were sent to the soldiers' wife. From the far-off Russian land, from Russia there came just a widow's veil for her dead to be wailed in her widow's veil. From the far-off Russian land, from the far-off Russian.
Coming up next are covers of songs that were originally done by girl singer-songwriters of varying degrees of fame and notoriety and longevity, beginning with Golden Lights by the Smiths, which was originally recorded by a woman named Twinkle from Britain back in the early 60s. Her other big hit was called Terry, which was sort of a British version of Leader of the Pack, even though her version came out first. And it got banned by the BBC, even though the Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las did not. And frankly, I find the Shangri-Las version a little more morbid. But anyway, this is Golden Lights, which is a song about fame, as sung by Morrissey. And following that up with Cubs' version of Runaway by Joan Jett, a very different version from Joan's version, but still quite rocking. Hope you enjoy these two tracks.
Golden lights displaying your name. Golden lights, it's a terrible shame. But oh my darling, why did you change?
Change.
coming up next, a couple of tracks that were originally done by California bands that otherwise probably have very little in common, beginning with the M Brooks cover of Fight Fire, a song originally recorded by a band called the Gollywogs, which later became Creedence Clearwater Revival, and following that up with 50 Foot Hoses' version of God Bless the Child, the Billie Holiday classic. This was a band of very experimental folks, one of them basically built a synthesizer, a theremin, oscillators, so sort of in that same vein of the Silver Apples and the United States of America, who were around at the same time, although 50 Foot Hoses' material was a little more conventional than either of those two bands. But this is still quite an interesting take on God Bless the Child, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
once again, thank you for your endurance and still listening, assuming of course you are. These next two tracks have a sort of Bowie connection. The first one is by Eno, who of course worked with Bowie in the 70s, although this is a little bit before that period. This is a track called Brutal Ardor, which is one of the tracks on Eno's ambient album Discreet Music. It's a variation on Pachelbel's Canon in D. Eno used his various oblique strategy cards, which were sort of cards he pulled out when he got stuck for ideas, with things like Honor Thy Heir as a hidden intention, or as Pee-wee Herman would put it, I meant to do that. And you may be able to recognize it as Pachelbel's Canon in D, or you may not. Either way, it's an intriguing piece of music. And we'll follow that up with Dana Gillespie, who was a singer in the early 70s, and these days is mostly a blues singer, but this is her cover of Andy Warhol by David Bowie, and I hope you enjoy both of these selections.
Thank you. take a cement fix. We are standing cinema. Dress my friends up just for show. See them as they really are. Put a people in my brain. Two new pens to have a go. I'd like to be a gallery. Put you all inside my show.
Again, thank you for holding on. This would be what I call the Being Queer Rocks section of this set. We're beginning with Pansy Division's cover of Depeche Mode's song Pretty Boy, What's Your Name? And actually the lyrics have not been changed all that much, so it probably just goes to show all the speculation about Depeche Mode, even though apparently, as far as we know, they're all straight. And following that up with the Girl Brothers, which is Wendy and Lisa from The Revolution and a lengthy solo career, with their cover of the song from Pinocchio, I've Got No Strings. And I hope you enjoy both of these tracks.
Sometimes watch you walk the street at midnight. Sometimes I can feel you in the air. Looking good, I knew you would. All the time I understood. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. You're so pretty. Everybody seems to look your way.
Everybody seems to look your way.
Everybody wants to know. You've got the nerve. They all say you're quite a perv. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. You're so pretty. All the boys we've got to get together. Boys together in one bed.
Super jerk, super jerk.
Down below, here we go. Show the things we need to show. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Hey, you're
such a pretty boy, you're so pretty.
Hey, you're such a pretty boy.
So pretty.
Hey, you're such a pretty boy.
So pretty.
Hey, you're such a pretty boy, you're so pretty.
P-R-E-double-T-Y.
Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Hey, you're such a pretty boy. Hey, you're such a pretty boy, you're so pretty.
We'll be right back.
welcome back to the part of the evening I like to call the piano-driven portion, beginning with The Walkabouts, which is from an album that consisted entirely of covers called Satisfied Mind. This is a Nick Cave song called Loom of the Land. They excised a fair amount of the lyrics and did a little surgery here and there on the words, but otherwise it's quite a worthy rendition of the track. And following that up with Mary Lou Fallis, who is a professor at a university here in Canada, who did a show many years ago called Prima Donna on a Moose, which I actually went to see with Arna. It was always hard for us to find anything we wanted to see in common, but this would be one of them. This is from a whole album of tracks that were recorded in early 20th century by Canadians, or performed by Canadians. This is a track called Oh What a Difference Since the Hydro Came, which was written by one Claude Graves from London, Ontario in 1912. I don't know if there is a recording of it out there somewhere. I imagine there must be. And so I hope you enjoy both of these selections.
Was the dirty end of winter along the loom of the land when I walked with sweet Henry hand upon and the wind it bit bitter for a girl of no means, with no shoes on her feet and a knife in her jeans, along the loom of the land the mission bells peal. From the Tower of St. Mary down to reprobate fields, and I saw the world all blessed and bright, and Henry breathed softly in the majestic night. Oh baby, please don't turning their backs past the rumbling station, we followed their tracks. My hands they burned in the folds of his coat, breathing milky white air from deep in his.
Oh baby, please don't cry and try to keep your little head upon my shoulder.
Now we'll go to a magical thing, and that it shone gold in winter and silver in spring, and we walked and we walked across the endless sands, just me and my Henry along the loom of the land.
Oh baby,
Reached what I like to call the comedy portion of the evening. This is from Tracy Ullman's album You Broke My Heart in 17 Places, which is actually a fairly decent record, although it's still sort of character-driven, and really, Tracy's not the world's best singer, but it's a pleasant enough little record. This is her cover of Breakaway, which was written by Jackie DeShannon and Sharon Sheely, and was first recorded by Irma Thomas, although apparently that record got almost no airplay. So it's probably most known by Tracy Ullman's version of it from the early 80s. And I hope you enjoy.
I made my reservation. I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll find somebody new and there'll be no more sorrow.
Break away, I can't say goodbye. No, I'll never, never break away.
And since we've now reached the final track of the evening, it only seems appropriate to conclude with The End by Nico from her 1974 album of the same name. If you have any questions or concerns, you can always reach me at Timmy, T-I-M-M-Y, .bear, B-E-A-R, at gmail, gmail.com. Enjoy, and thank you for listening to Shaking at the Homo Hop.
The gold mine, by the highway west, by the snake, ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake. The snake is long, 7 miles. Why the snake? Thank you.
West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The blue boss is calling us. The blue boss is calling us. Driver, where you're taking us. The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went to the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother. And then he... He walked on down the hall and he came to a door and he looked inside. Father. Yes, son. Kill you. Mother, I want to. Come on, baby, take a chance with us.